These Gospels, as we approach the end of the liturgical year, seem to get what seems to be pretty dark, but they're not dark. They're meant to be harsh and firm reminders for us of what is truly important, and it's meant to be an opportunity. The readings are meant to shake us and to get our attention. And Jesus, as you listen to the Gospels, Jesus is good at a lot of things, and one of the things he's best at is getting people's attention. And so we hear today this parable of the talents. And with today's homily, I want to begin a small series which will go for the next couple of weeks, and will find its culmination in the parish mission. You know, these last couple of weeks, I hope that you have taken advantage of the scripture challenge that I have been giving you, in which I ask you to go home and spend 5 minutes a day reading the scripture that I assign on Sunday. And I hope that you have done that. Now, there, you may think, well, Father, you're just on one of your youthful binges. And so your youthful binges, which is because you're young, you're just trying the new and best thing, and so you'll get over it, you'll get over your binge, and we'll go back to things the way they were. Well, my dear brothers and sisters, it's not a binge, and we're not going back to the way things were. And no, I'm not crazy. No, I'm not arbitrary. And no, I don't want to torture you. I have given you these scripture challenges because I've been trying to take this opportunity to teach you a simple thing, which is harder than it seems. You know, I think, how many of us have said to ourselves, I wish I had a deeper prayer life? I wish I had more, how about, I wish I had more time to pray? Yeah. Yeah. We have plenty of time. Father, you don't know my schedule. I'm not going to ask the question. Don't raise your hands. How many of us have even given it a thought? That's a whole other thing. But anyway, we have plenty of time. The problem is, what do we choose to do with the time that we have? And you will notice that what we choose to do, that if you look at your 24 hours, while those 24 hours are very demanding and there are a lot of things going on, you will find, if you did a real look at your time, that there is a lot of time that you waste and that I waste. And so there is plenty of time, but anyway, so I've sent you home with these scripture challenges, and you may, hopefully you've gone home and have done them. And in the next few weeks, in these next couple of weeks, it will be clear as to why I have been doing that. One of the ways that we learn the best, and I don't know if they use this method in school anymore, but when I was a child, the way they taught us anything was through repetition. You know, you just repeated it and repeated it. Remember when you were in second or third grade, how did you learn spelling words? You just kept spelling the word, and eventually you memorized it from repetition. Well, my dear brothers and sisters, prayer is the same. Prayer will be learned in as much as we repeat it. Inasmuch as we don't make it a one-time thing, prayer is meant to be a perpetual thing, something we don't just give up on. And today, we hear this parable of the talent, and Christ comes and says, look, you have all received a gift. God has given us all many gifts. And this gospel is a reminder that God will come at the end of our lives and say, what did you do with the gifts that I gave you? What did you do with the blessings? What did you do with the wealth? You have been given a wealth. A wealth of what? A wealth of eternal life. A wealth of being called, of being Catholic, a wealth of being Christian. What have you done with it? Have you invested that wealth? Or have you dug a hole, buried it, and forgotten about it? And don't think that just because I'm here doesn't mean I didn't bury the talent and I didn't bury the talent. What have you done with the gift, the treasure? What have I done with the treasure? And as I was praying with this gospel this week, I was reminded of in my own life of how easy it is to squander a treasure. I've been now a priest, will be a priest in this coming May for 15 years. And as I look back at those 15 years, I see that I squandered a lot of things. In all honesty, I squandered a lot of things. One of the things that I squandered after the seminary, because the seminary is a wonderful and fantastic place. It's like a microwave of holiness and prayer because there is nothing else to do. You've got three options. You can eat, pray, and study. Those are your three options in the seminary. And so you're in a very safe place in the seminary because life is very structured. Well, when you get out of the seminary and life is not as structured, it's easy as a priest to let certain things go. And one of the things that I let go and have always struggled with is prayer. I'm being honest with you. I hope that we can also be honest with ourselves. What have we squandered? What gifts have we squandered? What opportunities has God given us and we have done nothing or very little about it? Because God is going to come to us and say, show me the fruit. And what fruit will we produce? And I thank God that God doesn't allow us, thank God God doesn't allow us to remain in our stubbornness of heart, particularly with me. God sent a couple of events that really were enough to shake me about the importance of not squandering the gifts that were given. And that the only way to really understand those gifts was through a deep life of prayer. Now, why am I saying all of this? Because, my dear brothers and sisters, God is inviting us to stop squandering, to take the Christian life seriously, to really look at our time, to really leave behind all of this. We live in a society which convinces us that we're constantly busy. And my dear brothers and sisters, we are busy. But a lot of times, when it comes to prayer, we are extremely lazy. I'm going to be honest. Sorry. We are lazy. It's easier to turn the TV on. It's easier to scroll through Facebook and look at how many likes we have. Yes, it's easier. It's easier to watch football and baseball and basketball and to watch the news. It's easier. But my dear brothers and sisters, God doesn't ask us to do what is easy. Because what is easy is not what is going to get you and I to eternal life. God is not going to ask you how busy your schedule was when you get to heaven. God could care less. We're not that important. God is going to ask us, what did you do with the time that I gave you? Did you spend it in prayer? And this, thankfully, God has through. Sometimes it takes an earthquake to wake a person up. But I say this because we're going to have a really wonderful opportunity. One of the tools. There are many tools to help us to pray, and I'm sure that we can name. There's a lot of tools out there. One of the tools that has extremely changed my prayer life is actually electronic, and some electronics are not bad used in the right way. But there is this wonderful Catholic app. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called Holo. Well, you're going to be hearing a lot of it, and. It's full of a lot of content, and no, I'm not trying to sell an app. I'm trying to put in our hands a tool that can help us to better and deepen our prayer life. Anyway, it has a lot of content, and in the coming weeks, we'll be going through it, but what they are is like 30-minute or 20-minute snippets of different prayers and time that we can spend. So it's not like I have to dedicate 4 hours. You can set up, if you want, you can dedicate four hours to prayer. God has inspired me. During almost every morning, I get up at 4:20 in the morning and I spend 3 hours listening to different, I have a different routine on Holo of the different prayers that I spend as a way to get ready for the day. And I spend an hour at night with another different routine. Anyway, but we'll give you the details, because beginning next week, we're bringing this app to the parish. And we're going to have an opportunity to have full access to this app for $1 a person registration fee. The parish is paying a lot of it. We just have $1 registration fee. We'll have full access to the app from the beginning of that, so from next weekend all the way until Easter Sunday. And we're doing this gift because this is an opportunity. An opportunity to use the talent that God has given us to make a concerted effort to spend time with the Lord. And Advent and then Lent is a wonderful time. We all get, as Advent comes around and then as Lent comes around, we all get a little bit of that Catholic guilt that was given to us in our childhood, and we get brave, right, during Advent and Lent, and we say, okay, the church invites us to be more serious, and so I'm going to be more serious, and so we're going to use that good little Catholic guilt that we have to to get more serious. And so I invite you, we're going to have it, it'll be in the bulletin this next weekend, the QR code, so you can scan it, sign up for a dollar. What do we lose for a dollar for 6 months of an opportunity to deepen our prayer life? What's a dollar off our skin? And it's and it's really, my dear brothers and sisters, a gift. It's been a gift to me, and I'm praying that that it is also a gift for you. Now, you may think that with that I have given up on my scripture challenge, and I have not. So, pens, papers, photographic memories. You have this week's scripture challenge. And since Thanksgiving is coming, you can do the scripture challenge with all of your family that comes over on the house on Thursday. You can spend 5 minutes with the whole family reading this scripture. Fantastic. What a wonderful way to have Thanksgiving, huh? To spend it in prayer. Okay, so the scripture challenge for this week is going to be from the Gospel of John, Chapter 20, verses 24 to 29. I'll repeat it. John, chapter 20, 24 to 29. You read it. Again, I'm not going to tell you what it says. Go home, read it, spend time with it. Begin to form the habit of prayer, my dear brothers and sisters, because in the end, God wants one thing from us, a relationship. And that relationship is only formed in as much as we put the effort into it. And as we come to this Eucharist, we ask the Lord that He may ignite in us a deep desire to have a relationship with Him.